Mike Alessi, St. Louis, hey man, I think a good ride for you. A hole shot, and you were in the mix for a long time, ended up seventh. Good ride.
Thank you. It's the starts have been, killing me this year, and I knew sooner or later it was going to come. I'd just been so close, and it was great. I got the start finally, and it felt so good, and I was up front. Obviously, the front guys were going to be a little faster than me, and they got by me. And I kind of settled in my pace about seventh, eighth lap, and then it was crazy with that restart. You know, with Villopoto jumping the cross yellow, the cross red. I mean, he passed me, which he wasn't supposed to, and I think he got DQ'd back to like three spots or something. But I don't know why he did that, which was kind of weird, obviously, but. Put him back, but he was riding good tonight. You know, there was no denying him. There was no stopping him. He's riding good, and I just can't thank my sponsors enough for being behind me with Smart Top and Moto Concepts, my mechanic Chris Laredo, and Dunlop Tires for hooking up, getting good starts out of the gate, JT Racing, and Rockwell Watches and X Brand Goggles. Everybody's doing a great job. Just carry this momentum in next week to Daytona.
Everybody always likes St. Louis dirt, and the track maybe wasn't the greatest, but it had to been nice as a racer to get back on dirt that you can have traction, grab a handful, and maybe ride a motorcycle a little bit easier, which is funner.
For sure, I agree. You know, I know a lot of people complain about the West Coast races, and you know, I'm not going to sit here and complain, but I will voice my opinion that the West Coast tracks were definitely very slippery, more slippery than normal, and it's really nice to be on a East Coast dirt where you can get some traction and open the throttle up and hook up. So I'm looking forward to Daytona, like I said, next week. No expectations. Just go there and just have a good race. And I've been doing a little bit of motocross here and there, so I'm not saying I'm going there to win. I'm not saying that, but I am going to go there and try and get a full effort and have some fun, and that's it.
Back to Stu's place?
No. It was fun this week. I'd like to thank James Stewart for letting me ride. My track was flooded, like beyond flooded. Like we're talking, it seemed like a couple feet of water.
So how does that go? You call him and say, dude, my track's flooded. I'll give you starting lessons if you let me ride there. How does that work?
It was actually something that was planned the last 2-3 weeks. Oh, okay. To come down there and ride his place, because he's always really good here at St. Louis, and his dirt is very close to replicating the St. Louis, and he had the St. Louis track layout, and I figured that was everything kind of fell into place with my track being flooded. And then I called him up, said, hey, we he's still on, maybe I can come down. And he's like, yeah, come on down. And I had a very, very good, enjoyable time, and it was actually, believe it or not, the first time I've had fun riding Supercross in a long time, and it was cool because James, he made it fun for me to go out there and just ride with him. And we did 10 lap sprints, we did 20 lap motos, we did starts, we did it all, man. And we rode a little bit of motocross. Mm-hmm. It was just I don't want to cuss, but it was a badass time.
Cool, man. Well, thanks, and see you in Daytona.
Thanks, Steve.